Okay, this is our third shiur in the Toolbox series. In this shiur, we'll discuss how to set up a Chazar schedule. We're starting shortly, Benazmanim. People that learn in a yeshiva schedule or in a kolel. So this is the time when we have off that we can think about how did our learning go over the past year and what ways we can improve our learning for the year to come. And certainly one of the most important ways of improving our learning, if we don't yet have a solid Chazar schedule that we're able to stick to, and that is able to continuously help us remember everything that we learned, so now is the time to start thinking about how to set something like that up. So I want to reveal today the secrets of my personal Chazara schedule that I used for many years. And that's basically what I started with when I started getting serious in Chazara. I developed the system, and it seemed to have worked very well for me. And we'll see if you think this will work for you. So you should try it out and see if it works for you as well. The basic idea of this Chazara program is based on a very famous Chazara program called Chabura Shas. Chabura Shas, developed by Rav Sender Golden from Lakewood. He was very matzliach with his Mahalach, and many other people were matzliach with it. It's, you know, spread over the world. Many people have tried this Mahalach, and many people have seen much Hatzlacha. However, as with any idea that I see, I always try to figure out, is there a way that I can make it work better for me? It could be that this way works very well for other people, but for me, is there a way that I can make it work better? And so I took this idea that Rav Sender Golden came up with, and I feel, at least for myself, that I've improved upon it. And I think the improvements I've made are shovel lerov nefesh, at least. And I think for most people, the improvements I made would be considered improvements. So let's go through step by step. We'll discuss what Chabura Shas is. We're going to discuss the improvements that I've made on the Chabura Shas method, and we have examples that we can take a look at, and we can see exactly how this works. Okay, Chabura Shas is based on spaced repetition. What's the concept of spaced repetition? It's something that the scientific experts that study memory have come up with, and it's something which is a basic svara, and that is that every time a person reviews something, so he'll remember it longer. So in the way Chabura Shas works is that he suggests that everything that you learn, you chazer again the next day. Because you'll probably remember it for about at least one day. After that, you're going to start forgetting. So if you chazer within one day, so you strengthen it in your memory. After you've chazered it that one day, it's now strong in your memory. You're not going to remember it only for one day. You can remember it up to a week. And therefore, he has you chazer again after a week. Right, and again, in this pattern, that each time you chazer it, you can then have a longer space in between now and the next time that you review it. So after 7 days, he has you review it again after 30 days, after 30 days again after 3 months, and after 3 months again after a year. And then after that, you just chazer your learning every year. One of the great benefits of this Chazara program, besides for the idea of spaced repetition, is that you start off very slowly, right? After a week, you're chazering 2 days worth of material every day. After a month after that, you start chazering 3 days of material every day. So you kind of slowly build up chazar until you build up the ability to chazar larger amounts of material each day. So what is the first change? I mean, two, I guess, basic changes to this mahalach. So the first basic change, which I don't think is, you know, a big deal. It's just, you know, based on what we spoke about in the previous shiur. We spoke about how when a person learns a daf gemara for the first time, he has to learn it at least 4 times just to be able to understand it well. So those 4 times aren't necessarily all going to be on the same day. Right? It was when I was going through daf yomi the first time, so I didn't do it all on the first day. Let's say you do a few blot one day, and then, you know, eventually I would give the daf yomi shiur, and then I would chazer again over the weekend. So the 4 or 5 times that a person's learning it to learn it for the first time also includes it a certain aspect of chazar, right? Obviously, if you go over the same gemara many times, even though each time you go over, you're understanding it better, but it also, you know, counts as some sort of chazara. And so your original learning is kind of spaced out, ends up being spaced out to over a week's time. Right? You could just learn it over and over again the first time and you could get it all done in one day. But the way I found Lemaisa ended up being is that the first group of learning, right, those four times, you know, was spread out over a week. So therefore, when I created a Chazara schedule, I did not put in the next day Chazara, and I didn't put in the next week Chazara, because I've already basically seen the staff a few times over a week, and therefore I started the Chazara schedule straight from the month, right? So that's not necessarily a big deal. You could do that or not do it. So that's what I did. I skipped that one day and one week Chazara. And what I did is I added in a six-month Chazara. I kind of felt that jumping from the 3 months to the year was too big of a jump for me. So I added in an extra Chazara that after the 3 months, I would Chazara again 6 months later. Then after those 6 months, I would Chazara again a year later, and from then go year to year. So that's basically the way that I scheduled these Chazaras. So, you know, before you start setting up a Chazara plan like this, you kind of have to get an idea of yourself, of how well your memory works and how many Chazaras you want to do. You want to do more Chazaras, right? You feel, even though I've learned it five times, I still then again, right, want to learn it again the next day. I want to Chazar immediately the next day to get in. Since I have a full Havana now, I want to get in another Chazara the next day immediately, and then in a week, right? So you could put those Chazaras in, right, if that's the way you feel that you need to remember it. If you feel that you remember very well, you don't need this extra 6 month Chazara that I put in, you can take that out, right? Each person according to how his memory works. We have to remember these things are not like set in stone. The mind is not a computer, right? The scientists decided that you have to review a day and then a week and then a month. If you don't do it exactly that time and you miss a day and then you review it in a month and 2 days, then forget it. You already forgot everything. It doesn't work that way. You know, we're a little bit flexible and we're not all the same. So these time periods that were suggested by Chaburah Shas are not set in stone. You could play around with them and you could make it work better according to the way that you understand. Okay, so in order to understand how this works and also to be able to set up very easily a way of keeping track of this type of Chazara, so I set up an Excel file that I sent along with this shir. It's called Chazara Schedule Template and Examples. So if you haven't already downloaded that, you should download that file and you can open it up. I'm just going to continue. So if you need time to do that, you can pause and pick back up with me when you're ready. So when you open it up, there's three tabs in this Excel file. One is called template, and that's the one we're going to be starting with. So if it doesn't automatically open up to template, which I believe it should, click on the template tab and we'll see what we have here. Okay. So what you see over here is that, you know, we start, I have the date is left blank because you're going to have to put whatever date you start is when you're going to put there. And then there's the second column is Limud, and you put in there what you learned that day. Right, so if you're learning on a Daf Yomi schedule, and that we'll see some more templates and examples of a Daf Yomi schedule upcoming. So it's very simple. You just, you know, you could pre-put in the whole list of all the dafim, which I already have in this Excel file and other tabs, which we'll get to in a second. But again, you don't have to learn any specific schedule. You could learn, even if you don't learn the same amount each day, you just stick in whatever you learned in the day, right? So you would put today's date. If you wanted to start today, put in today's date by the date, and then you would, you know, pull that down to create a list of all the dates in order. And then each day, whatever you would learn, you would put in the Limud section. And as you scroll down, as again, we skipped the daily and the weekly Chazar, you skip down to, let's say, row 32. Row 32 is the 30th day, so that's when we start also our first Chazar. That's the Chazar of, you know, going back to day one, the one-month Chazar. That's in the column labeled Chodesh, obviously. So then when I get to day 30 of my learning, so I'm not only going to learn new material, I'm also going to start doing my Chazar. I'm going to Chazar day one's learning, right? And as we go further, it works that way. If you scroll down to day 128, so then we're going to start the 3 month Chazar schedule. So you see, not only are we going to learn that whatever new learning we're learning that day, we're also going to Chazar whatever we learned on day 99, and we're also going to go back and Chazar what we learned on day one, right? This is how the basic schedule works for the Chaburah Shas. Now, to get an idea of the second change that I made, which I think is very important to his schedule, let's scroll down to, so let's first open up Dafyomi, right? So go open up Dafyomi standard, right? So we'll get a better idea of what's going on. Dafyomi standard, right? Starts off, I put in here this cycle of Dafyomi. The cycle of Dafyomi started on January 5th, right? January 5th is Brachos Daf Beis, right? And I have here a list of all the Dafim as you go down, right? So as you start Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph, it's also when you're going to start Chazring Brachos Daf Beis. Now you can scroll down to row number 130. That would be Shabbos Daf Samach Vav. You're also going to be Chazring Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin and Chazring Brachos Daf Beis. Okay, so that's the, you know, plugging in the Daf Yumi schedule into the Chaburas Shas Chazara program. Now, let's scroll down to row 1,405. And then I want to explain from there what I think the biggest problem is with Rabbi Dolgan's method. And then we'll move on to discuss what I did to fix it up. Okay, so we're scrolling down now to line 1,405. Now I picked that line because that happens to be when you start your three-year Chazara, according to this schedule, and which is as far as I put on this template. But of course, you know, as if you would use this template and you would, you know, do 1,405 and then another year of Chazaras, and you would want to add another column for your fourth year, so you'd add another column, right? And we would, you could keep going on like this for years and years. Okay, so let's see what happens on row 1405. So we see the date is July 11th, 2023. So that's a little bit less than 3 years from now from the time of this recording. So the Daf Yomi that day is Bava Kama Daf Hei. So you learn Bava Kama Daf Hei, and then you want to do Chazara. Now you've already been building up for 3 years, you know, more than 3 years already, you've been working on Chazara, and you've been Chazaring some of these Daf, you've already Chazaring many times. So the Chazaras will be going a little quicker, and hopefully you'll be able to actually do all these Chazaras. So what Chazara do you have to do? You have to do Kedushin, Daf, Nun Zayin, you have to do Gittin, Memches, Nedarim, Ayin Aleph, Megillah, Chav Gimel, Psachim, Mem Dalet, and again, we're starting from the beginning of Brachos, Brachos Daf Beis, right? So you're going to be Chazaring now, that's going to be five Daf, right? One, two, three, four, five, six, sorry, six Daf, you're going to be Chazaring, besides for the Ikar Limud, and that you'll try to Chazar every day. Okay, now, what I found very difficult to understand about this Chazara program is every single day I'm Chazaring six Daf, but those six Daf are from six completely different places, right? As we see over here, I'm doing a Daf from Kedushin, a Daf from Gittin, a Daf from Nedarim, a Daf from Megillah, a Daf from Psachim, a Daf from Brachos. So that creates a little bit of a problem because that means each time I come to Chazar, so I have to take six Mesechtas off the shelf, right? And each Mesechta I have to open and find the right Daf. If I want to use my personal Gemara, right? Many people like to use their own Gemara. They have notes on the side. They put in punctuation. We'll discuss things about that in later Shiurim. But, you know, so he's going to have to schlep these six Gemaras with him. You know, if he's learning in a Beis Medrash, he wants to learn a Beis Medrash, he has to schlep the Gemaras there. If he has a place to leave six, he has to find a place to leave them in that Beis Medrash day to day, unless he wants to schlep these six Gemaras back and forth every single day. And then on Shabbos, you have to take them home because you have to do Chazar on Shabbos also. And then, you know, just opening up each one and finding the right place. And then you have to remind yourself of what was going on in the sugya before that. So it just seems that there's a lot of wasted time over here just from going from one daf. I mean, then I'm just doing a single daf. I'm doing a single daf in that mesechta. And then I have to close it, open up the next mesechta, do an unrelated daf, right, which is related to things that I learned the previous day. So I'm holding in like five, I'm holding in six different places plus my limud. So I'm holding in seven different places, right? And I have to keep track of what's going on in seven different sugyas. And, I don't know how a person can do this. Now, maybe Rav Dolgan, he has special Siyata Deshmaya because his name is Dolgan. Dolg means to skip around. So maybe his name gives him the koach to be able to skip around like this and still be able to accomplish. But I just, when I thought about this program, this was already, you know, too much for me to accept. The second reason why I think that this type of Chazar is problematic is because one of the benefits of doing a quick Chazar and to be able to Chazar many daf in one day is that I can see a bigger picture in the Gemara that I'm learning. Right? For example, we're learning in Daf Shavuah. Right? Some of the people listening this year are part of the Daf Shavuah Shir. So we're now learning Yevamos, and we saw that there was this massive sugya about the tour of an Erva, the Tsar's Erva by Yibum, and it started on Daf Gimel in Yevamos, and it ended on Daf Tes. So that's seven Daf. Now, if we're learning, right, a Daf a week, so that took us 7 weeks, it's almost 2 months that we're spending on one sugya. And you have to kind of, you know, keep in mind what it said in the beginning of the sugya as you go through, and we refer back to the drushas and the original brisa, right, seven daf later. And when we gave this year, so we worked on solving that issue. But if you're always going to end up chazaring at that pace, right, according to Chabura Shas's method, the chazara is at the same pace as the original limud, right? Just you're doing many tracks at once. But the chazar is always going to be at the same pace. That means it took me 7 weeks to learn this sugi the first time. It's always going to take me 7 weeks every time I chazar it. So it means I'm never going to progress to the point where I see that whole sugi in one sitting. In which case, I'm never really going to get that big picture feeling of just putting everything together all at once, which I think is one of the biggest benefits of being able to work on chazar to the point where you could actually chazar 6 daf a day. If I'm chazaring 6 daf a day, I want to be able to get this benefit. I can't get that benefit if I'm using the Chabura Shas method. Okay, so to see how we fix this up, to make it more user-friendly, at least in my eyes, we could go now to the third tab, which is the Daf Yomi Enhance. So you see the Daf Yomi Enhance is basically the same thing that we had in the Daf Yomi. Has all the columns set up in the exact same way. However, if you go down to where we were before, scroll all the way down to get into 1405, and we'll see what I did over here. Now, you may have noticed that I put different colors for the different daffin, right? Some of them are in black and some of them are in red. The reason why I did that is because each perek is represented by a switch of color, right? So that way I was able to keep track of which daffim are part of which perek, which is going to be important for what we're going to see now. Because what we're going to suggest now is to learn a perek at a time as opposed to a daff at a time, right? So how are we going to do that? Okay, so we started with row 1405, right? We're assuming we're jumping in at this point. So again, that's July 11th of 2023. And what are we going to be chazaring on this day? So the first thing we do is we see at this point, how many daff am I supposed to be chazaring a day? Right, so we have the monthly, the 3 month, the 6 month, the year, the 2 years, and the 3 years. So that's six daf chazara a day. So I tell myself, instead of chazaring six daf from six different mesechtas, why don't I stick with one mesechta, doing six daf a day until at least I finish the perek that I'm working with. Okay, so I just started from the first column, the monthly chazara, and I see that I'm supposed to be starting right shortly over here. I believe that's the third parak of Kedushin, right? From Daf Nun Tes until Samech Ches, right? So that's 10 blot over there. So 10 blot is, if I was doing six daf a day, that'll take me approximately 2 days. So I create a new column. So I went over to column I, and starting with line 1405, so I merge those two cells, right? So that's 2 days of Chazara. I'm going to Chazar that parak, third parak of Kedushin. Right, so that means when I go to the Beis Medrash, I carry with me one Gemara, I open it up, I sit, and I learn 5 daf straight from Kedushin one day, and the next day I continue with the next 5 daf straight, so I get this Geshmak Chazar. Right, so then I have to figure out what I'm going to be learning next, so I just went to the next column, Gittin. Again, we have a parak of Gittin from Daf Mem Tes until Daf Samech Aleph. It's also about 2 days of material here. It's a little bit more material. So I think 13 daf of material. Again, I do it in about 2 days. Now, right, it's saying you have to play around with it a little bit. Right, so it ends up I'm doing a little bit more chazar during these 2 days than in the previous 2 days. Right, if I want, I can see if I have extra time on the previous day, on day, you know, on line 1406 that day. You know, maybe I just realized something over here. It's kind of funny because my computer does the dates Israeli style. So it has the day of the month first and then the number of the month. So I kept saying July 11th. It really wasn't July 11th, right? It was always November 7th, right? Then I see it's November 8th, November 9th. Okay, so you could, go back in your head and correct all that times I kept saying July, it was really November, but it doesn't make a difference. Okay, just something I noticed now as I was saying this over. So then we do Gittin. I do that whole parak, takes me 2 days. Right, again, move on to the next column, and as I go and I write the what I'm chazaring, the problem that I'm chazaring in that column, which in this case is column I. So I, if you notice, I grade off those dafim in their corresponding columns so that I remember that those are accounted for in my actual chazar. So when I'm using these columns in order to create the chazara schedule, the actual chazara schedule is only what's in column I. That's all I'm chazaring. Like those 2 days, I'm chazaring only that parak in Kedusha. The next 2 days, I'm chazaring only that parak in Gittin. The next 2 days, I'm knocking off a parak in Nedarim. The next day's parak in Megillah. The next day's a parak in Pesachim. The next day's a parak in 2 days, parak in Brachos. Right? Megillah, Pesachim. So and you go by this and you just kind of can gauge, right? What would be the next step, right? If I was going to continue my Chazara schedule over here. So I think the next step obviously would be to chaz with that next parak in Nedarim, because you see that's the one I'm the furthest behind in, right? So I first put on that parak in Nedarim, and then probably I would go to Moikata, right? It's just kind of basically blocking off different portions of your Chazara schedules that you do a whole parak at a time. Right? At a certain point, right? It could be even at this point when a person is already doing six daf a day. You may want to just continue to the end of the Mesechta until you switch Mesechtas. At a certain point, I switched over to that. But the idea is you're learning one thing, you're focusing on one thing, you see a big picture at one time, and you're still basically getting this same spaced repetition of you're basically chazaring everything every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, every year, every 2 years, every 3 years, etc., to just, keep on that schedule, but with this improvement of being able to see, one topic at a time. Okay, the main point is, person should have some sort of schedule. Person should stick to the schedule. This is an example, I think, of a very, very successful schedule that'll really get a person into Chazara. The Chazars will really be effective. It'll teach a person, as we said, slowly, slowly, how to build up Chazaras. So I was very matzliach with this. If anybody's interested in more information about this, if you want need help setting up a Chazara program, really basically, I mean, if you know anything about Excel, it's just very easy. You could just go to the template and just each day just type in what you learned, and then it'll automatically update each column automatically. If you need to change columns, or you need to change different things, or if you need more, if you're having more than one limud, I would really suggest to do a separate tab. Right, a separate table for each limud. So if I have a Gemara limud, so that's one table. If I had a Halacha limud, I would create a completely separate table and just put in what I learned in Halacha every day. And then again, it would automatically create this type of schedule. Again, if anyone needs any help setting anything up, so I'm available. You can email me, you could call me, and I will try to be available to help people set up a Chazara schedule. Okay, wish everybody a lot of Hatzlacha. And we should be matzliach in our learning and in our chazara.